The first reading today, St. Paul tells Timothy that he is to take hold of the eternal life to which he has been called. That is the point that is made to every one of us. Eternal life, the call thereto, is not just for a few. God calls all of us to eternal life. We must do exactly what St. Paul said, and that's to take hold of it. It's not something that's a guarantee to any of us, nor is it something that's going to come cheap. All we have to do is look ultimately at the price of it when we look at the cross. That's the price of one soul, what Jesus did on that cross. And so we begin to see if that's how much our souls are worth, then we have to ask ourselves, how much is eternal life with God worth? We have to look at this not even just in a comparative way, because we can look at it and say, well, compared to eternal life with Satan, yeah, eternal life with God is worth a lot. It's not a comparison in this case, however. It's just a simple question. How much is eternal life worth? That's the question we have to ask, because if we're going to take hold of it, take firm hold of the eternal life to which we have been called, we're going to pay a price. And it's a rather steep one. It's not merely a matter of making a choice and saying, yep, sure, I would prefer, if I had an option, I'd prefer to go to heaven. That's nice. Satan would probably prefer to be in heaven too, but it doesn't get him there. So we have to make a choice, and we have to live it. That's the point St. Paul is making. So in the gospel, Jesus then looks at us and lays that all out. If you're going to build a tower, you're going to start but don't have enough to be able to finish it, people are going to make fun of you. If you have an army with 10,000 and an army of 20,000 coming against you, you got to figure out whether you can do this or not. So the Lord is saying, look, eternal life is something you're called to. Do you have what it's going to take to get there? Just like in the parable of the different seed that fall on the seed that falls on the different types of ground. We might be that shallow ground that it just springs up and then it dies because it doesn't have root. Or maybe we're that ground that springs up, but it's got all those weeds and all those other things that choke it off because we're too worried about everything else. We're not concerned enough about eternal life because we're too concerned about what everybody thinks of us, or making sure we fit in, or making sure that there's enough money, or making sure whatever. It's all about me, 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 and it's not about the Lord. So if we're going to embrace and take firm hold of eternal life, the number one point is it has to be the love of God. It's, again, not a personal preference of where I would prefer to be because I want the easier way. That's not what it's about. Heaven is about loving God and loving the people around us. And so if we look at it that way, we have to then ask ourselves, do we have what it's going to take? Are we really willing to die to ourselves in order to love God? Now, the Lord makes very clear in the gospel reading today, anyone who doesn't renounce all that he possesses cannot be my disciple. We like to just shuck that off and say, yeah, that's pretty humorous. I wasn't meant to be humorous. He's saying we need to be detached. If we're going to love, love is the opposite of an attachment. If we have ourselves attached to something or someone, we can't love the way that we would want to and the way that we're supposed to. And so look at your life and ask yourself, is there someone or something that I'm attached to? Is there something that I'm making into a false god in my life, giving it too much priority? Is there something that is basically derailing me in my attempt to get to heaven? Then pray for detachment and work on that. Now, that generally doesn't mean you need to go home and throw out everything you've got. It may be that God is going to say, if there is something you're attached to, that yes, you need to get rid of it because it's too much. Too much of an attachment, and it's going to be in the way. But the point that I always like to make to people, to make the point clear, you must be detached from your spouse and your children in order to love them. That doesn't mean go home and kick your spouse out and your kids because you want to love them, so therefore I need to be detached, so out you go. No. God called you to be married and to raise a family. That means he put the two of you together. He's not going to ask you to boot your spouse out so that you can love him more. It means get rid of the selfishness, because an attachment is selfish. Love the other person just for who he or she is. Not for what you get, not because you have to, because of who the person is. That's a detached kind of love. So we look at the things in our lives. Again, if God is asking you to raise a family, he's not going to say, live like a hermit. He's not going to say, you shouldn't have furniture, and you shouldn't have pots and pans, and you shouldn't have a bed. No, he's not going to say any of that. He's going to say, you need to be detached from it all. Somebody comes in and steals all your stuff, you kind of just shrug it off and say, oh, well, move on. As opposed to my life is ending. Someone stole my widget collection. Life isn't worth living anymore. What a bunch of nonsense. Your stupid widgets are more important than your life? The fact that somebody took your junk is more important than your soul? That's the point that we all have to look at in our lives. Is there something that we're making more important than God? Now again, we're all going to be very quick to say, oh, no, 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 God is most important in my life. Is he? When push comes to shove, is that really what it comes down to? That's what we all have to look at. Is there something or someone who has become more important to us? If they are, we need to start praying for detachment. And we need to work at that detachment so that we can put God first. But I guess that comes to the other half of the question. Do we really want God to be the most important in our lives? Again, we'll give him a lot of lip service. We'll say, look, I go to Mass. I mean, obviously, God is really important, and obviously he is. Is he the most important? Do we love him more than anyone and everyone else in our lives? Do we love everyone in him and through him? Are we willing to say to God, if there's something in the way, take it away? Because I just want my heart focused on you. Those are the kinds of things that we really need to be looking at. Because if we're going to take firm hold of eternal life to which we've been called, then that means get on the path, a rough and narrow path, a path of detachment, path of self-denial, a path that isn't always very fun, but the path that leads to eternal life. Your soul is worth it. The Lord has made that very clear. If you look at what he did for you, he was willing to come to earth from heaven. As St. Paul says that he didn't see this as something to be clung to. He was detached because he loves perfectly. He loves his Father and the Holy Spirit perfectly, and he loves you perfectly. So he was willing to leave the glory of heaven and come down to us and even take on our human nature so that he could suffer and die because your soul is worth that much? Or should I say, your soul is worth that much to him? How much is your soul worth to you? Sadly, hardly a fraction of what it's worth to him for most of us. That's what we need to really look at. How much is he worth to us? He's infinite. He's beyond everything. And yet for a lot of us, it's not all that much. So take that to prayer. Look seriously at those questions, because you have been called to eternal life. God wants you to be with him forever. He has done everything necessary to open the way and to show the way, because he is the way. But now it's our turn. We have to choose it, or as it said, lay hold of it, to embrace it, to walk that path, to be able to live the life. That's what we're called to, if we're going to be able to get there. So if that's what we're going to lay hold of, put your focus there. Don't take your focus off. Whatever you need to work through to get there, work through it. That's the focus. That's what the Lord is asking for. So you might need to step back and think about it. Do I really have what it takes? Is it really worth that much to me? Or am I going to start building and then not be able to complete it? Is my selfishness more important to me than the love of God and love of neighbor? Are things more important to me than God? Are things of earth, even the people, more important to me than the things of heaven? Lay hold of the eternal life to which you've been called, and do whatever it's going to take to get there.